Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 1 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, including the checks and balances, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. The good doctor's in the house with me, Dr. Scott Bradley. He's he's founder and chairman of the Constitution Commemoration Foundation. He's also the author of the book and DVD series To Preserve the Nation. You can find his work at freedomsrisingsun.com. You can also check out his weekly webinars, Q&As on the Constitution, and a whole lot more, all at freedomsrisingsun.com. Doctor, welcome, sir.
Well, good morning to everyone. I mean, it's all your enthusiasm is a little bit overwhelming for me. I know you've always got a ton of things to talk about, Sam, and I always hate to distract you. But let me just, I'll throw one thing out if you want to get to it at some point. I mean, we got 2 hours on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the 75th anniversary of the signing of the NATO Treaty in Washington, D.C.
That's a disgrace and a half.
April 4th, 1949. So, here's the deal. We got the two new kids on the block, Sweden and Finland. They're following the Macron munchkin, I don't know what to call him, that could be stated on the radio, that they want us, the NATO, and that would be us, that's our country, to intervene and get engaged and involved in Ukraine. Okay, so why were they brought in? If people don't know that the NATO treaty is one of the most abominable treaties, anti-Americanist, anti-founders of America, and it's the 75th anniversary, and so they made the announcement, okay, kids, we all got to go off to war in Ukraine. Okay, well, anyway, that to me is absolutely appalling. It could change the entire world, not just the United States, but it definitely would change us, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And these buffoons, the Macrons.
So let me highlight what you're saying so people kind of understand. Headline would say something like this. NATO marks 75th year anniversary as foreign ministers meet in Brussels. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, that's all going on. But there's this ongoing dialogue, you know, with this as the backdrop. And NATO, of course, requires us to go to war. And unconstitutionally, I will absolutely add, it requires us to go to war. If any member of NATO ever gets their toe stubbed in an altercation with any other nation, it says we will immediately respond by going to war. Okay, so stupid. But that's what it requires. We are big brother. If you've ever studied World War I, it was a total outgrowth of entangling alliances, you know, with the Archduke of Austria being killed by Bosnian insurgents and Austria declaring war on Bosnia and Bosnia going to Russia and saying declare war on Austria. Austria declared war on Russia, and Germany then helped in by declaring war on Russia. It was a domino fiasco because of something that never should have happened. And we ended up getting involved because of the goadings of Woodrow Wilson and Edward Mandel House, the globalists of the early 20th century. But the fact of the matter is, this is an unconstitutional treaty, and the American founding fathers were appalled that it could ever have anything like this happen. And they warned us pleadingly against us. But now they're saying, we got a hot war going on in Ukraine. Over 400,000 Ukrainians have been killed. I think the number is far higher than that. But over 400,000 is the number they're counting. We got, you know, artillery rounds, aircraft things. We got drone strikes. We've got bombs, blockbuster bombs, everything going on. Death in the streets. And these idiots are saying, we need to have NATO there.
And, yeah, so here's what you got to understand. NATO marks 75th year. It's their anniversary. They're promoting it in Brussels as they all meet. And then what's coming out of those meetings in Brussels right now is that NATO and allies aim to send more air defense aid to Ukraine. The problem with that statement is it's not just air defense. What we're talking about is offensive measures being taken under NATO right now. They're literally going to plunge us into, I don't know what you want to call it, never-ending war. It's escalating, not de-escalating. And it's like Vietnam. It's a fool's game. We're losing. They claim every day we're winning. We played yesterday a Tucker Carlson piece that basically highlighted this and basically said that, hey, you know what? This is happening, and it's a disaster. Tucker Carlson spoke out boldly about it, just saying, hey, what's going on? What are we going to do? And they talked about it, but this is real. So what happened 75 years ago directly relates to us now as they're virtually meeting in secret. The American people aren't getting the details of what's happening in Belgium, right?
Absolutely not. But let me tell you, Sam, I remember the days personally when we had people that were there as advisors to the Army of South Vietnam, okay? These people were not to be engaged in any combat operations. By the way, when JFK found out that 75 of our people had been killed, that's when he made the decision he was going to pull out of Vietnam. Now, he had grown our engagement, if you will, in Vietnam up to about 15,000 people, if I recall correctly. I think it was 11,000 when he got in. But he was planning on ramping it down, moving out, certainly by the end of 1964, you know, the election time. But he was starting it in 1963. Got killed in Dallas, as you know. But the fact of the matter is, our troops were there as advisors. They were not combat, you know, operations people at all. Here's the deal. I would strongly, if I were a betting man, I would bet any sum of money that were possible that we have boots on the ground right now in Ukraine.
Well, of course we do. But we do it under private contractors. We do it under just leaders supposedly not directly involved in the war, just support systems. And we lie about the relationships. And then dark black op CIA money is how they carry it out. Now, Tucker Carlson basically said, hey, is Mike Johnson blackmailed? Certainly seems that way. And Green and Tucker and everybody's talking about it that, hey, Mike's literally doubling down funding and promoting this stuff.
Well, Sam, I got to tell you, I don't think Mike Johnson's blackmailed. I don't think that for a nanosecond. In fact, when he was chosen, if anybody wants to go back, I expressed concerns about the man the day that we found out that he was the new Speaker of the House. And I don't remember my exact words, but people should go back and refer to this and look and say, what's going on here? This man has got stuff. He was put there way too easy. He got authorization, approval by too broad a spectrum of approvals. He is number one, an Israeli advocate, and he will make sure Israel gets money ultimately. Number two, he's an Ukrainian advocate. And these things are coming together right now as we speak. I mean, Mike Johnson's meeting with the Chuck Schumer guy and the Biden guy, and they're all nodding their heads, yes. Well, within weeks at the most, we're going to have these approved military fundings. Here's the thing, Sam. When Kevin McCarthy was ousted, it was because, quote unquote, he was working behind the scenes to be able to fund Israel and Ukraine off these normal
omnibus
budgetary bills. Right. So here's the deal. He was saying, look, we'll get these bills put out. We'll keep the government going. We'll put these things in later. Look, Sam, you know this. I know this. Everybody listening should know this. We do not have one nickel of spare money in this nation. Not one.
We're only probably $34 trillion in debt, so we have less than a nickel, my friend.
Every probably 100 days, I'm guessing, we put another $1 trillion.
Yeah, that's right. Every 100 day, $1 trillion. There's a news article about that just today. That we need to realize. They're trying to literally force us into another war. I don't know if Mike Johnson is blackmailed and so he's doing this, or if he's just a believer in it, but it goes against all of his Christian values. That's what I don't understand about a lot of the Christians. We'll talk about this more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Russia has about, what, 150 million people? The Ukraine has about, what, 50 million people about? So, you know, close to 200 million people in a war. And it just seems like every time we turn around, we're rationing up this thing. They keep stirring the pot on the 75th year anniversary yesterday of NATO. And I guess foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels right now about it. NATO allies want to send more air defense to the Ukraine. That's the way they're putting it. But really, the bottom line is it's all happening. And it's not just Democrats. It's not just Biden. It's the Republicans. They're publicly acting like they want to back away from this thing, but behind the scenes, they're funding it, they're fueling it, they're training, they're setting weapons, they're setting technologies, they're claiming it's all defense, but it's offensive because we continue to go over there and do things. I mean, it's just like Vietnam. We know that it was a failure, but we lie and say, oh, we're winning, we're winning, we're winning, we're almost there, we're almost there, we're almost there, when we're not even close and they know we're losing. This is a quagmire of epic proportions, and whether Mike Johnson is you know, somehow being betrayed or somehow being blackmailed into this, or whether he really believes this, I don't know his heart, so I can't answer that. Either way, the point is it's going down with Republican, hardcore Republican, deep state backing, doctor. This is not a Democrat thing. This is a deep state thing, globally speaking, with American money and ties, right?
There's no question about that, and I expressed those concerns the day that we heard Mike Johnson had been installed as the new speaker. This is not, he's not being manipulated. He is manipulating the system. This is what Kevin McCarthy got booted for last time, for this idea that, look, we'll do this other little thing. We'll keep the government running. We'll slip this stuff in later. It's all going to happen. Don't worry about it. People said, no, not on our watch. They booted McCarthy. Johnson needs to be booted. There is no question.
But here's the problem. I think they have a strategic operation behind the scenes going on. So they're having a lot of Republicans literally quit before their time or not go, be up for re-election, to where if they're not very careful, they're going to lose the House, and Joaquin Jeffries is going to take leadership of the House if we're not very careful.
That's almost an assured. Look, here we got a the manipulation that's going on and the razor-thin Republican majority. Kids, we're getting the same kind of government we've had with Nancy Pelosi there. And maybe it's even more easily done because people are saying, well, we got the Republicans in charge of the House. It's going to be okay. But the manipulation is unbelievable. We ain't seen nothing yet. The parallels between this and Vietnam, the only thing that's different is it's on steroids now. There's so much more at stake. We have got hundreds of billions of dollars and millions of lives that could be affected in what could be brought about as a World War III, literally. If we engage in NATO and Russia pushes back, pretty soon, escalation.
And we want to act like Russia's just about out of money, just about out of ability to you know, continue this thing. That's the furthest from the truth we could possibly state it. Russia is getting literally stronger, building on foreign currencies, assaulting the U.S. dollar. Not that I think the U.S. dollar should be king, but I'm just saying it's a battle over hegemony in the dollar. That's where this thing's going to be won or lost over time. They're going to run us out of a strong, global-controlled dollar. Once they do that, all bets are off, Doctor.
The Russian economy is far more robust now than it was before. Russia is in the catbird seat, so to speak. Go look it up if you wonder what the heck that is. But the fact of the matter is Russia has been prospering and becoming much more, its footprint has become, the BRICS organization, stuff that's happening, the alignments they're making, they're becoming far more powerful because of this. And I honestly believe that the people that hate the Constitution of the United States are really behind this. The people that want a global government are behind this. They're manipulating everything in favor of what will ultimately bring the demise of the United States. Now, the American dollar right now is the reserve currency. And the only reason the American dollar is at such a, quote-unquote, low level of inflation right now is because there's a demand for the dollar. If it gets lost as the reserve currency and they start some basket of something else or other currencies, we're going to find the true value of the dollar and it will crater. We're going to see this nation, I ultimately think it will make the 1929 stuff look like child's play, a picnic on Sunday, or whatever you want to call it, because the Fed has been printing American dollars so fast, we don't know how many are out there, how many are in the worldwide economic market. And so Russia is becoming stronger, and the United States is squandering the greatest, freest, most happy, most prosperous, most respected nation status right now before our very eyes. And these manipulations to get us more and more involved in Ukraine are a contributing factor. They're not the only factors. Russia's better off today, I believe, because of the Ukraine war than they were before it. And that's a pretty bold statement.
But it is a bold statement, but when you follow it up with this about BRICS, the headline is the BRICS expansion and the global shift in the balance of power. That's what we're really talking about here, folks. And right now you ain't seen nothing yet, but you bring 10 million illegals into America, many, many, many of them with evil designs, meaning single-age military-type men being brought in by the millions. You do that inside of America, then you crank up BRICS challenging our dollar. You know, you combine all this, and America right now, you feel like you hear about this, but, you know, nothing really changes. It always stays the same. But I'm telling you right now that they are engineering significant global changes on these altars. America won't be the same if you have 10 million illegals that do not share our values, that have all kinds of different allegiances and alliances, and they're, you know, single-age military men in the country, and they're, you know, cartels and military people trained to be here. And, you know, you do that inside America, plus this BRICS and other changes outside of America, like promoting NATO and stuff like that, meeting in Belgium and stuff like that. You have our sovereignty literally being violated on the global stage more than ever before. I mean, it's been bad and it's been continuing, but this is the worst it's ever become. You literally have Klaus Schwab saying, hey, you don't even need elections in America. AI will do it for you. They're getting bold. They used to be kind of shadow government, doctor, but now they're in your face. Global governance.
Well, there's no question.
Disagree, you're going to the gulag.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I mean, it's not the only deal of all. I mean, there's so many areas. There's so many fractionalizations. Just a quick comment about something that happened in, it was 108 years ago, March of 1916. The invasion of Columbus, New Mexico by 484 Mexicans. What an invasion. We get that many about every minute now. I should do the math, I guess, before I make statements like that. But they had a pitched battle. Pancho Villa lost about 170 men, probably, we don't know for sure, about a third of his force. But the fact of the matter is, within a month, there were 100,000 U.S. National Guardsmen on the border to protect our border. And there was an expedition force sent down to Mexico to try and find Pancho Villa. Fact of the matter is, today, nobody is able to oppose this without sounding like they're a xenophobic racist. And this is weird. Now, just as an aside note to that, too, you know, I sometimes use the phonetic alphabet, Bravo Sierra. This is pure Bravo Sierra that I'm going to tell you right now, okay? It's an exposure of Bravo Sierra, I guess is what I should say. Utah's governor, Spencer Cox, just had a press conference. And he's talking about how stalwart he is in protecting America from invasion and how wonderful their stand is and everything like that. Utah will never be a sanctuary state. Utah never has been and never will be. And we are not a sanctuary state. Bravo, Sierra. Utah is an undeclared sanctuary state and has been for decades. It's the culture of Utah. And although it's not declared, this state is probably one of the highest population densities. Now, you go to Denver and you have a sanctuary city, so there's a density of illegals, but the surrounding, you know, communities are not. In Utah, it's completely dispersed throughout the entire state, and so there's no festering hole of it, if you will, but it is completely covering the state of Utah. And they can lie through their teeth and tell you whatever they want you to believe, and the vast majority of Americans say, right on, baby, Spencer Cox is our man. He's never going to capitulate to this sanctuary state. We welcome illegals unquestionably. I have been at the Salt Lake Airport and watched them be flown.
Yeah, by the way, it's 3.5 people a minute coming through our border.
3.5 people a minute, okay.
About.
Well, you do the math and how fast.
Where did I get that, just so everybody knows? They claim that it's about 150,000 a month, and if you turn that out, it's about 2 million a year.
No.
Divide that by. No, that's the numbers they're using, though, right?
But it's not correct, Sam.
No, of course, but we don't know the number.
Millions.
I understand.
We have millions.
I understand,
getaways.
But we don't know the number. That's the problem.
We don't. But that's the problem.
It's 3.5 if you even go with their numbers. I'm convinced it's about 10 a minute. I think it's about triple what they're saying. I think we've got probably 30 million illegals in America right now.
I would say 60. But
60
let's
million?
Say, well,
so you think one out of five in America, one out of six is illegal alien?
I think that's where we are right now. Utah's probably higher than that, but I don't know that for a fact. But let me just say this about that. If you what number did you use? 150,000 a month?
Not.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a D-Day invasion every month. That's how many people landed on D-Day.
I agree with you 100%. The numbers are way north of that. The problem is we don't have a reference point for factual data because they don't want us to have that. That's why. Hang tight. Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. policy on the war in Gaza will depend on Israel's ability to better protect civilians and humanitarian workers. USA's John Schaefer with more on a pivotal phone call Thursday between President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for the Prime Minister, said that the Israeli government is diligently addressing the crisis.
We all agree that there has to be minimal civilian suffering, minimal civilian casualties in Gaza, and we're working taking unprecedented steps to reach these goals.
Biden specifically addressed the recent airstrikes that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers, deeming them unacceptable.
The company committed to underwriting Donald Trump's reduced $175 million New York fraud penalty may not be solvent. At least that's what New York Attorney General Letitia James expects in a court filing this week. She asked an appeals court Thursday to make Trump provide proof that the company has the money Trump owes, just in case his appeal fails. Meanwhile, a federal judge denying Trump's request to dismiss his classified documents case. A NASA employee being hit with sexual assault charges in Houston. The Harris County DA's office says 37-year-old Eric Sim is accused of committing the assaults between 2019 and 2022 at his home. Houston Police Detective Caitlin Houghton says Sim used his position with NASA to impress and gain the trust of his female victims.
That does gain trust pretty immediately just based off of the type of employment a person has.
Investigators believe there may be more victims. Meteorologists forecasting an extremely active hurricane season ahead. Colorado State University researchers anticipate 23 named storms. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
We'll be right back.
All right. The bottom line is in 2021, Yale came out with a study and said, hey, it's not 11 million in America, 12 million like the government and the mainstream press is telling you. It's more like 21 million, said Yale in a study. They compared inflows and outflows of immigration. According to the report, they say the number, they say of undocumented immigrants, I say of illegal aliens, could be as low as 16.5 million or as high as 29.1 million. So they're saying it's more like 22 million is their best guess average. And that is a Yale study that was in 2021. So where do I get my numbers for my conservative numbers so people kind of understand? And I'm not saying my numbers are accurate because I don't believe anybody has accurate numbers because they're preventing us from having accurate numbers, by the way. But if you take that Yale study and you say, hey, they think there's about 22 million, not 11, that was in 2021. How much have we increased since then? And best estimates are about 10 million have come in under Biden's watch. So we've literally now taken 22 million and added 10 million. That's 32 million. So then I conservatively back off and just say, okay, maybe it's around 30 million. It might be 35 million or 40. I don't know that it's 60, but Dr. Bradley's right that it is an absolute invasion no matter where, any way you look at it. I don't care what time frame you use. When you have 30 million illegals in your country, literally 10% of the nation is illegal. I mean, that is a significant number. It's triple the amount that it took to create a revolution in the first place. So we're in serious dire straits. Your point's well taken, Dr. Bradley. But and I'm not saying the number's not north of what I'm claiming. I'm claiming it because it's a pretty solid way to not have any critics. I mean, I can back that up all day long with Yale studies and other studies everywhere. I agree the number's probably higher. The problem is we don't know how much higher. But your guess is 60 million, huh?
Well, and I don't want to, you know,
that's
be
literally one in five, wildly. Though.
I know. Well, almost. It's not quite. We're about,
yeah,
what,
330 million
people. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's a huge number. And
I agree 100%
with that. Your 11, 12 million number that you're using, that number was old 25 years ago, Sam.
No, I know, but that number I'm using is what they said in 21, and then Yale came out and contradicted them and said it was double.
I know, but that's the problem. It's been 12 million for 25 years, Sam.
I agree.
And we have had the floodgates coming across. You know, the other day, holy cow.
So everything you're saying is true, but it doesn't arrive to a number that anybody can back up, though.
None of the other numbers can be backed up either, Sam. We don't know. We just don't. And that's
right.
The problem.
You're right. I agree with 100%.
And Trump...
So if we don't know, hold on. So here's the question. If we don't know, what number should we use?
I think it's time for mass deportations.
Well, so does Donald Trump, and so do I.
That's right. But that's the thing is, and what happened back in Eisenhower administration for all the crappy things that Eisenhower did, for all of the globalist meltdown kind of constitutional matters that he was really trying to foster in his day, it was child's play compared to what they're doing today. But during the Eisenhower administration, he basically said, we're going to put you all on a bus, go yourself, or we'll put you on. And people left. But then Teddy Kennedy and company came along in 1964. Oh, we got to let all these people in. And then we roll forward to 1986 when Ronald Reagan signs the amnesty thing, and everybody's going, well, it's only a few million. Well, it was double the number they said that got citizenship. And the people got from that. Look, they've done it once. They'll do it again. Every single
thing
that's happened. Yeah. So it's a sad scenario, and it really truly is to completely unseat all of the Americanist principles. Limited government, checks and balances, separation of power, enumerations of power, all of those kinds of things. None of these people are bringing that in. Even if they're just here for an economic benefit, they're not understanding. They take what has been taken from other Americans, unconstitutionally, I might add. It's a Marxist philosophy that says, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. That's not Americanist. And churches and state governments and everybody else is feeding at the trough and playing the game. And so it's a tragic travesty, and we are losing this nation, not just on globalist things with wars in Israel and in Ukraine and all the other nonsense from the treaties. We're losing this country from within. And it's one of these things that's going to get serious at some point. All the fracture points are reaching I think, hinge points and critical points.
Well, you're exactly right on the point. It is a serious concern, and I don't know what the number is. The only thing I can do is kind of look at all the numbers thrown out by all the different people and kind of assess the best guess we can get. And like I say, I'm saying there's 30 to 35 million. There may be more for sure. I don't deny that it's certainly possible, and I agree 100% that we don't know the number. But I'm trying to use Yale and some of these other people to at least establish kind of a floor number. It's at least that many. 10% of the nation is illegal.
It's right. And here's the problem. This is very similar to the Veyers report, where you had the vaccine adverse reaction thing, where just 1% of those adverse reactions were being reported. At the most, 10% was being. And what we don't know is the real number that was out there. If it were 10%, it's still a huge number. Multiply whatever number they came up with for deaths and serious injuries and infertility. We don't know the infertility. There's no one is coming up and saying, hey, I was going to get pregnant, but I took the vax and I can't now. I don't know where it came from. Nobody's admitting these things. Everything's underreported. And except for when they say, you know, gun deaths. I mean, phew, you look at that. They're going down. All the murder rates going down. And 1.5 million people. I mean, we got people getting guns now that never would have before.
And the illegals get guns and you and I can't.
Well, we can get them if we want to jump through the hoops. But the point of the matter is, shall not be infringed has completely been set on ice. You know, they're trying. In fact, Colorado, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with my mind, but Colorado is trying to do merchant codes on handgun purchases.
Yes.
So they can track how many handguns are being purchased in Colorado. And it's like, well, so.
And so they can track who you got them from, because if they can then document those being in that wrong hands, then they can shut down that group saying, hey, you know what, your partner's in domestic terror. You got to shut down.
No question. But the thing is, people are going to say, well, I'm just going to buy guns with cash. Now, I got news for you. They'll soon say, well, cash is not, that's not acceptable. You have to put it in a trackable system. You know, use a credit card or something like that. These kinds of things are real. They're real. And but a couple of little good things of good news, though. I don't know how I come up with these things. Senate Bill 115, I think it is, in Kentucky. That's a bill that is attempting to say federal agents, federal police law enforcement agents, are not recognized as authorized police personnel in Kentucky. With one exception, I think it's the Treasury Department, because they wanted to be able to track
counterfeiting, stuff which like is constitutionally legitimate.
Right. But everybody else, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, the FBI, I mean, you name all of these agencies that are out there that are, toting guns nowadays. And now this won't stop if it passes. By the way, it has not passed. But Kentucky is saying, you don't automatically get law enforcement certification if you're a federal agent. And they're trying to force them to work with local agencies. Now, the local agencies are highly compromised now because of the bribery, hey, you guys need more vehicles? We'll help you get them with a grant. You bought better body armor? You bet. Better firearms? Why not?
And yeah, so but all the states and all the agencies are compromised that way through just
no question.
I mean, every state sucks up money from the Fed big time. So every state's on the dole in that regard. You're just speaking of the downstream different programs that it relates to, right?
Well, see, the thing is, that way there'll be a buffer zone between the people and the federal agency. There should be. And by the way, if you go back and look at the Constitution, you'll find that none of the things that any of these federal agents are in our borders for has anything to do with a constitutional authorization. So Kentucky's thinking about it. Arizona and I think Montana come to mind have thought about it in the past. Every state needs to do this. We need to basically say there ain't going to be no more interface between federal agents and our people. They'll have to go through us to do that. Now, that's a little bit of good news, and I hope it passes Kentucky.
Well, and in Utah, for example, even Governor Cox literally in an article told the general government to go pan sand, and you can't come into the state of Utah without permission, and you can't control us, and we don't have to obey you and everything else. They even quoted Sheriff Richard Mack's win over the Supreme Court when they said this in this article in the Salt Lake Tribune. So there's some good news everywhere. It's not enough. And half the time you find out that you think it's good news and then the devils are in the details, right?
Well, I absolutely. But I got to say something about Mack's victory at the Supreme Court. I think it's way too narrowly applied. I think that what happened was that the Supreme Court said, listen here, you guys. The local police don't have to follow your lead on anything. You guys are you're independent of each other. Mack's victory is a greater victory than anybody gives it credit for.
Amen to that. No question. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your radio.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when they told you there was 11 million illegals in America, we told you it was closer to 20, maybe 30 million. Now, Dr. Scott Bradley's thinking it's more like 60 million. My best guesstimates are 30 to 35 million. It doesn't matter the real number anyway, even though we can't arrive at it because we don't have the details. But no matter what, it is a massive, absolute, in my opinion, invasion. And that's really what we got to talk about and deal with, and we got to force them to deal with the real numbers. Okay, have Yale update their numbers and see what they claim and use that as your bottom number. It is out of control, ladies and gentlemen, to the point where we have a serious problem on our hands. But you know what? We've been telling you the truth on so many topics, and we've been vindicated over and over and over and over. And I'll give you another example of proof. Headline, CDC releases hidden COVID-19 vaccine injury report. The agency was forced by a federal judge appointed by Trump to release this information. The Epoch Times has it. Zachary Steamer with the article. The U.S. CDC has released previously hidden reports of facial paralysis and other adverse events following COVID-19 vaccination. Okay, the 787,000 reports were received shortly after the COVID-19 vaccines were rolled out. And data shows that people experienced a wide range of adverse effects or vaccine, what do you want to call it, post-vaccination problems, including heart inflammation, miscarriages, and seizures. The government knew it and covered up the data. Now a judge has forced it to be released. It's on the court docket, doctor. What do you say to that?
I mean, Sam, we were talking, right at the very beginning of this COVID con about the falsehood that was promoted. And you know, 1976, in the Gerald Ford flu vaccine that they mandated, they had less than two handfuls, less than 10 people, that had adverse and serious reactions, and they pulled it. The disease itself killed fewer people than the vaccine did, which was, you know, let's say they had 10 people die. The vaccine killed one. The disease killed one. The vaccine killed 10. These numbers are probably not as accurate as they should be because of all of the cover-ups. But the fact was they pulled it with a handful or two handfuls of adverse reactions. They said, we ain't going to do this. the vaccine's more dangerous than the disease. Well,
the 780,000 is the VARS report data we're talking about. As you mentioned, that's 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000, comparatively speaking. So we're talking millions and millions and millions of adverse effects and results that we're not being truthful about. And the judge forced the release, so that the data is not new. We've been covering this from the start. We've been telling the truth. The reason I bring it up now is twofold. One, we've been vindicated, and two, now the data is backed by a judge, so they can't claim it's not true.
Well, but they're not. In fact, I saw an advertisement yesterday. This is real-time stuff. That said, these are things you should do in the spring. And one of the things was get your spring COVID booster. Spring booster, Sam. How many boosters are they up to now? 36?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. The number's crazy. It's more than 3 or 4, though.
You bet it is. And these that are multiple boosted, I mean, we saw little memes on this thing, you know, a couple of years ago where somebody had little Band-Aids all over their body, and they're trying to show, you know, how many boosters they've had to prove they're fully updated, you know. They got 30 booster shots or something, you know, and it's just to show it's not safe. It's not effective. It did not prevent infection. It did not prevent spread. And it had all sorts of downside. But it was warp speed. I mean, the Trump administration, the Fauci facade that came out, everything was a lie from the very beginning. Fauci used the hockey stick curves that said we're going to lose 2 million Americans to this. We probably lost 500,000 to the vaccine alone. I don't know. Not 500,000. 500,000 at least. I don't know. Who knows? We just don't have the truth.
I don't know how to respond to this, because I'm trying to figure out how many boosters they've already released. And I guess it all depends on the different manufacturers and which track you're on and everything else.
But they said to get it done in the spring, Sam. I mean, it's spring again. Spring sprung. And
yeah, in 2021, they've already been up to 5 doses of COVID-19. Now, people are wondering whether they need a 6th. That was back in like 2021, 2022. So I don't know what we're really at this point, right?
Yeah.
I just know this. Whatever you've had, they need you to have more. That's the bottom line, right?
Yep. And they're going to do it quarterly or every 6 months, whatever. And we
yeah, it just depends on how non-effective they are, on how often you need them, right?
You know, I saw yesterday, this is again another one yesterday, a little baby laying on, you know, a blanket or, you know, on the ground. I don't know what they had the baby on. It was on a platform, whatever, a table. And it was surrounded with hypodermic needles with the needles pointing to the baby. And so it was a depiction of the childhood vaccines that are currently required. And I had this image come to my mind of venomous snakes surrounding an infant, ready to inject that infant with venom. And problem is, okay, here's the deal.
Agreed.
What would a mother do if she came into the child's bedroom and saw that child laying there on the floor, surrounded by cobras or any kind of snake, a venomous pit viper, whatever, and they're all sitting there poised in their attack mode? A mother would risk her very life to prevent that child from being injected with that venomous poison that those snakes were ready to kill that child with. But no, mothers bring children in and smile. Oh, they have a little worried look in their eye because, oh, they just hate their little baby to cry when the kid gets injected in their leg. That's, you know, because they usually need a little bit more meat to put the shot into. It was like venomous snakes poised to kill the child. And I thought, holy cow, we get this pure, wonderful gift from God in its pristine state. And we immediately, upon birth, begin injecting that child with all sorts of man-made, protocol-driven
It's satanic
kinds of things.
It's insanity, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
You know, now I get if people believe there's an emergency and stuff like that. I'm not, I get how people can have different views on these topics, but when it gets to where it's like, hey, baby comes out from God, fresh to the earth, and all of a sudden we've got to do all these man-made things to the baby, or else, man, the world will end if we don't. That's really where lie kind of is, right?
Hepatitis vaccines on brand new babies. Hepatitis vaccines that have to do with something that they might be sexually active when they're in their teens. So we got to inject them when they're an instantly owned, brand new baby. We're going to do that. And it's like, are you kidding me? Do you think that child is absolutely going to be promiscuous and be at risk for HPV or something like that? But they do this kind of stuff. And it's done to the bazillion-dollar profit line of these big pharma companies. I mean, the Faucis of the world are personally getting benefit from that because of the screwy ways we got the laws written. So they retain ownership in some of these vaccines that happen. I'm appalled. If I seem like I'm breathlessly exposing some of these things today, I guess I am. Because it just seems so absolutely
We're in serious trouble, ladies and gentlemen, in America. And the Constitution is, being trampled underfoot. God's laws are being trampled underfoot. And we want to think that there's going to be no repercussions or consequences of that. And I'm telling you, we can choose our path, but we cannot choose the consequence, sir.
Yeah, that's kind of, you jumped off the cliff. You didn't mean to get squished at the bottom, but you did jump, you know. I mean, it's absurd to think that we're held harmless. We think we can be held harmless for stupidity. We've got to start using the gray matter. You know, if anybody's got any gray cells to rub together, they ought to start doing it again so that we can start having some common sense.
No, they're about
things.
To go from the frying pan into the fire with the next hour discussion. They're literally, we've told you about weather modification and manipulation for years. We've told you about chemtrails for years. Many people just say, you guys are psychotic, you're conspiracy theorists, you guys are global warming deniers, you guys are the enemy. But now we're getting more and more and more evidence that they've been doing what we've been telling you they've been doing all along. So again, this COVID thing, this border thing, this vaccine thing, this chemtrail thing or modifying the weather thing, all these things we've been telling you about, and they said, you guys are off your rock crazy. We told you about UFOs, and they said, oh, you guys are off your rock crazy. Now the government admits they have UFOs. They know they exist. They knew they existed the whole time. They were lying. We told the truth. Now they're admitting, oh, it is true. What item have we highlighted over the past 25 plus years hasn't doubled down and turned out to be true?
I'm waiting for Bigfoot.
It's just fascinating.
I want Bigfoot to be confirmed.
All right. Think there's a Bigfoot or a Loch Ness monster?
Yeah, whatever. We'll take it.
Well, you know that Joe Biden and crew now have announced that we've got to create moon time, right? Doctor, did you see this story?
Oh, I missed it. Come on.
Okay.
Tell me.
No, listen. Listen. This is all true. They say this. I'm trying to find this here. Let's see. All right. Get ready to set your clocks for moon time. White House instructs NASA to figure out a unified standard of time to aid future missions. So in the future, we're going to have Earth time and moon time. It's called coordinated lunar time, doctor. And they just announced that they got to get that going right away. Establishing a unified standard of time is necessary to coordinate operations, synchronize spacecraft missions, aid communications between Earth and the moon. Got to do it, says the White House, according to Reuters. Now, they can't even deal with time properly on Earth. How are we going to deal with that on the moon? Whenever I'm late, I'm just going to tell everybody I'm on moon time. What do you think about that, Sheriff? Just moonwalk in. Just dance right in with a moonwalk to say I'm on moonwalk time. You guys, sorry about that. Anyway, it's a little psychotic, but that's where we're headed as they try to reach beyond this Earth for global tyranny. Or what is it? What tyranny would it be? Solar system tyranny?
Lunar tyranny.
Lunar
and lunatics. Lunar and lunatic go together.
Lunatic tyranny on lunar surface? I don't know. Anyway, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. I'm telling you, we're going to dig in. God save the Republic of the United States of America.